From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barra.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
Parts of Ziyarah Texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ayyuha an-nur as-safi. As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-badr al-talim.
Peace be upon you, O shining light. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, we are here together talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is this beautiful historical figure in the history of the Muslims. But at the same time, when we look into the Shia school of thought, he is also one of the divinely appointed Imams. He is one of the guides of salvation, one of the beacons of guidance and truth that has been sent for mankind by the Almighty Allah. Now, we find in the various conversations and dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam that he spoke about certain moral, ethical, and as it is known in Arabic and Persian, akhlaqi issues. issues which are related to the personal matters of an individual and the societal matters, the connections between human beings, the morals and the behaviors, and even the way that we should conduct ourselves in the presence of Allah. A lot of these things we will see are very much applicable to our present day and time. One of the things that we seem to have a problem and an issue really is this idea of satisfaction. It seems like some of us, for some reason, are not satisfied with our lives, or we are not satisfied with what we have. We're constantly in this race to gain more and to have more and to have something better, whether it is something as simple as clothing or shoes or, for example, food or cars or a house. But and then ranging to, you know, other things, much more complicated things, such as an overall satisfaction with one's life. And so here, when talking about being satisfied with Allah, we find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said something very beautiful and very profound. He said that whoever is satisfied with Allah, people need him, and whoever fears Allah, people love him. And so whoever is satisfied with Allah, then that individual will not need anyone other than Allah. And matter of fact, people will end up needing such an individual who is satisfied with Allah, because this kind of an individual becomes a guide and it becomes a source of giving guidance to the people. And so the people become in need of that individual. These are certain rules or certain laws of the metaphysical and physical world that Allah, the Almighty, has created. Of course, one of them is that whoever is satisfied with Allah, the people will end up needing him and will come to them. And the second is that whoever fears Allah, people will love that individual. It's interesting, but sometimes we fear the people at the expense of the wrath of Allah. And of course, this being one of the greatest blunders and mistakes and errors that a human being can make. And this law here that Imam al-Jawad is telling us via this dialogue with his companions and his friends is that whoever fears Allah, then Allah puts the love for that individual within the hearts of the people. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ayyub Rashid.
Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So when we look at the life of Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he became Imam at the age of 8. For us as human beings, it's a big test. And it was a test even to the followers of Imam alayhi salam. Why? When we look, for example, at the followers of Imam al-Jawad, they were divided into three groups. Those who are known as the Shias at the time of Imam Jawad, they were into three groups. Group number one, which were the main Shias, followers of Imam alayhi salam, they followed Imam al-Jawad because they knew that the system of Imama, there is no election and there is no selection. There is no any vote which can be used by people to choose their Imam. They stood with the Imam alayhi salam. But there was another group who decided to follow Abdullah bin Musa. Abdullah bin Musa was the brother of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. They decided, because now we see this young boy How can we follow him? Let us follow the brother, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, Abdullah bin Musa al-Kadhim. Now, when you look at the third group, these were known as Waqifiyya. Waqifiyya, they came with the idea of philosophy that we better stop. We can't follow anyone here now. Let us stop. Let us look at the things, how they are going to progress, and then we'll make our minds.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.